Hey, no, don't scream. I know that it must be pretty jarring seeing me just in your bedroom like this, but just do me a favor and just shut the fuck up for once and let me talk, okay? If you don't, I guess you could scream and wake up your family, but I wouldn't suggest that for the simple fact that I quite literally have nothing to lose right now, and I might end up just killing them. Okay? Okay. It's nice hearing you not talk for once, as much as I used to love the sound of your voice. And I will say, looking at you right now is like looking at a ghost of somebody that I used to know. It's freaky. For me too. Because at one point, I was in love with you. But that was a long time ago, wasn't it? We've both been through a lot since then. I know, in your perspective, our relationship was never perfect. And I'm sure in many ways you would find that our relationship wasn't even fully consensual, but that's fine. It's fine that you see it that way. After our separation and your court involvement of our separation, which at the time, I have to say, I really did not appreciate. I understand why now you had to do that. I get it. I went through a lot of therapy. Some court appointed, some not. And I got better. I want you to know that for a time, I was better, and honestly, I didn't think of you. You, honest, didn't even occur to me most days. And I was healthy, and I was functional, and I was happy. I was okay. I was trying to build something. To make something of my life, something more. As many people do, I'm sure. But it meant something to me. I was doing okay. I don't know what possessed you. I don't know how I occurred to you. I'm sorry for any damage that I did to you. I really and truly am sorry for that. I'm sorry for all the ways you were reminded of me. I'm sorry for all the ways that I occurred to you. I am sorry for the trauma that I'm sure that you have from me. And I'm sorry for how it probably affected your everyday life. Because I don't know how 4, 5, you can tell I don't even remember how long it's been since I've last seen you. Okay? That is how little you have occurred to me. I don't know who did what to you, to where you thought that I was following you. And I'm sorry that you felt that way, but genuinely, I hadn't. I abided by the restraining order. I was doing my own thing. I don't know what happened to make you think that I broke the restraining order. I can assure to you now, and I'm sure you understand now, that I hadn't. I had no reason to. I wasn't interested in seeing you. I hadn't thought about you in... Regardless, something happened that made you think that I was a danger to you again. And you reported it. I was doing good. And then you reported that. And you turned my whole life upside down with one false report. One mistaken report. Something that you didn't bother confirming. If you had asked anyone who knew me, you would know that I was doing okay. I was in support groups. I was in therapy still. I was working through my past issues that made me the way that I am now. Regardless, you didn't ask and you reported it. You ruined my reputation. You ruined my life. I lost everything. I lost everything. And now I have to go to court for this. And my entire community is going to know. When I was arrested for this false claim, can you imagine how I felt? Can you imagine how I felt after when they released me and they gave me the trial date? Seeing your life fall apart. Seeing the storm as it's approaching. When you can do nothing to get out of its way. Being back in the same position that I was in years ago. And the helplessness. And trust me, the irony is not lost on me that you felt helpless. You felt terrible in our relationship together. The irony is not lost on me. I just want you to acknowledge that I am capable of feeling the same exact way. There is no reason for anyone to believe me that I wasn't the one who... I don't even know what happened. I guess you received a letter or something. You saw someone outside of your... I don't know what made you react like this. I'm sure me being in your room right now isn't helping my case, but I don't care. Okay? I know what I'm doing after this talk. And honestly, I'm sure that you can imagine. I didn't come here with the intent of getting in trouble. Or... at least, not around to see the consequences. I can't came here today to tell you that everything that happens next is entirely your fault. Because I was fine before you did this to me. And whether that makes you feel better or worse is entirely on you. The person that, I guess in your words, tortured you, you will have finally gotten rid of. So, goodbye. Goodbye to the person that I once loved. And the one who put the final nail in my coffin.